Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And then I have a new book called The Third Ingredient. It's won 5 international awards. I'm very proud of it. If you can find both of those on Amazon. But the website to learn more about the new book is thethirdingredient.com with the number 3. Hope you'll check that out. So it's just you and me continuing. I want to continue to talk a little bit more about what I covered in the last segment, the cause of the 2008 financial crisis. A lot of people would be upset at me if I didn't continue to explain one other thing about what caused the 2008 financial crisis. If you go all the way back, it goes back decades to the government getting involved in using home ownership as a political football. And so a lot of politicians, both parties, would use mortgage acquisition, mortgage availability for people down the economic scale to help them get homes. Nothing against that. Thank God they could, my family was one of those. I promise you, there was a time when my family was one of those down socioeconomic families when we were able to buy a home. But we also had jobs. My parents had jobs, and they were working, and we were just, we didn't make a lot of money. But the point is that the government loosened the mortgage standards, the underwriting standards for mortgages over the years. There were several iterations of that. The last big one was in the end of the Clinton administration. I'm not picking on them. I'm just giving you the history. In the end of the Clinton administration, they really made a big push to lower the standards for getting a mortgage. And so after the turn of the century, in the first decade of this century, in the run-up to the 2008 crisis, a lot of people were allowed to buy homes. They were even, I remember in 2001 or 2 or 3, realtors telling me, I can get people financed 115% of the value of the home. How about that, folks? How stupid is that? Instead of 80%, 80-20, where you have to have 20% of your own money, or maybe with insurance, you have to have 10%. You can buy the insurance to go along with it. They were doing 100% or more than 100%. That's crazy. You can't put people in homes like that. Under 200 years of underwriting standards tell us you can't put people in homes like that. It won't work. So there were a lot of defective mortgages that we know about them. We know all about all those. Well, guess what? There were also Main Street people complicit. The builders, the flippers, the mortgage companies, the realtors, everybody who was involved in this, out on Main Street even, were complicit in putting the problem together that created the bad mortgages that were in those tranches I talked about in the last segment. That created the bad mortgages that were sort of a corruption, an infected kind of a bad property inside these tranches. They wrapped them up inside of good ones. They put the bad ones inside the good ones, put them to tranches together. But even though those tranches with the bad mortgages were bad enough, if you remember what I said, they then further leveraged those by reselling them. They sold them and then repackaged them and digitized them and all kinds of the credit default swaps and all the different ways that they did this and insured them in ways that made investors feel comfortable. Then that caused people to buy these things that were way over leveraged. Folks, this is bad. It was a combination of bad government policies, which we're still seeing today, and unmitigated greed on Wall Street that caused 2008. Now, we still have those policies. The stock market has gone up 10,000 points in the last 2 years, folks. What kind of greed would you call that? Can you imagine what's justifying that? I don't know. I can't see it. Does it look like that? Do you know any small businesses that have grown like that? I don't understand the math on that. So do you think we could have another financial crisis, another financial collapse? Well, just do the math, folks. Look around and prepare yourself. Now, the good news is our banks are stronger. Your local banks are stronger. And you're stronger. I know that your financial statements are stronger than they've ever been because you just came through a lost decade and survived. So I know you're stronger, but I'm telling you, folks, don't be naive. Listen to the sober people who are talking about what's going on right now, and some of them have been on this show. Leo Haviland, go back and listen to that interview I had with him last week. Very sober thoughts about what's coming up. And we have an election coming up, too, I'll remind you. If either one of the houses of Congress changes, I'm just got to say it, folks. This is all there is to it. I think that could be a catalyst for some kind of an adjustment. If not a crisis, just a regular one old garden variety adjustment. Be careful, folks. Forewarned is forearmed. Protect yourself. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.